you know, Von Miller was first team All-Pro in 2012, and then he kind of rescued his career, remade himself, and now he's an All-Pro again. Can you just speak to
I mean, you know, that's just talking to the guys. I mean, that's the highest honor you can get in this business. And, boy, has he played that way. I mean, you know, I look at some, you know, you look at some of your players. I think we have a few guys that are deserving of that type of honor this year. But, you know, when you look at Vaughn, he hasn't missed a snap. I mean, he's just he's been there all year long. His work habits are tremendous. I think Pug has done a great job with him. Wade gets him in positions to make plays. Bill's done a great job with him from a pass rush standpoint. So we're just very proud of him. You know, that's a heck of an accomplishment, and but it's something that he's went out there and worked extremely hard for.
And then Chris is second team All-Pro. That's a high honor for him as well.
Yeah, that is. I mean, you think I always preach to the team that this league is fair. If you're a good player, you know, they'll let you play. I mean, Chris is a free agent, and to get this far and to do what he's done, I mean, that's really special. But we've matched up Chris on a lot of great players this year, put him in some tough positions. He's been there. He and Akeem both, but he's been there, you know, every practice, every rep. So, a great honor for him, too.
And just to get votes, Brandon.
Yeah. Who else are the guys that got votes? Brandon and Akeem. Yeah. I could say the same thing about both of them. You know, they haven't missed anything. They've been great years. I think Akeem's been really special throughout the course of the season. But I've never been around two workers like our two corners, you know, in the way they prepare and the way they go about their business. Brandon's become a big leader on this football team. So, yeah, that's just kind of gives you – an idea of what other people think of them.
Continuing on with you saying all these nice testimonials, I'll give you three more. Atwater, TD, and who's the other one?
Lynch.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think I said it should. I played with Steve. You know, I have great appreciation for Steve. You know, one of the original, I shouldn't say original, but one of the big safeties that play in this league and the things he could do. You know, I still remember the Super Bowl that we won when he had gotten knocked out and we were missing all them players and it was 4th and 5. And I can remember on the headset like it was yesterday, we're missing this guy. But, no, Steve's a great person, great player. He was a leader, a tremendous leader. John, obviously I knew John as a player, and then I was here coaching also when John came back and was a part of our organization. So, John, same way, very physical player. I mean, you knew where he was on the field all the time, but a tremendous, tremendous person. So, and then TD, me and TD go way back, you know, from my days of calling Greg Davis saying, tell me about this running back you have at Georgia who wasn't playing very much as a senior, you know. So, we've had a great relationship. I mean, he was a difference maker in our organization, you know, going on to win a couple of Super Bowls and you know, a worker. Career was short, but, boy, was it exceptional.
What do you say to the argument that his career was too short, that he only had the 4 years?
Well, first off, I'd say that's probably the case for a lot of great running backs. You know, one of the things, guys that carry the ball a lot, you know, I think of Earl Campbell, I think of players like that, that, you know, that's a tough position to play 10, 12 years, you know. And I know one thing, how long was his career? 7, 8, am I right? Man, was it special. And, you know, he was a difference maker for our organization and our football team, you know, getting over the top. So, you know, I think it's about how you play, when you play, and, boy, did he do it well. So,
in regards to running backs, I know initially you hoped to have a bell cow, one guy, but did you get to the numbers maybe you wanted through two guys when you look at –
talking about our guys this year?
Yeah, when you look at Ronnie and CJ.
You know, I think we went into the season you know, I don't think we had any idea coming out of camp exactly who the guy was going to. They both worked. They both did some good things. I think the surprise is that Ronnie became a three-down player. I think there was concern whether Ronnie could be a three-down player and pass protect and do those things. You knew CJ could, or he had proven that he could. So you got to give Ronnie a lot of credit. He's come a long way. But CJ's been nicked up along the way. But between the two of them, you know, the numbers have been very good, especially when you go back and look at what they look like after a month, you know, during the season. So they've come a long way. And I think they feed off each other. They know they're both on any given day, no telling who's going to get the most carries or be the difference, but they're handling their business very well.
How much of their improvement is due to the fact that it seems like they're learning how to read when the holes come? Obviously.
Yeah, I just think that growing in the scheme, and you know, we have been a little bit everywhere offensively from a, you know, a shotgun team, a pistol team, an under team, and a little bit of everything type. So, you know, throughout the course of the season, they've had to adjust, and I think they have. But getting the repetitions over and over again, they're very comfortable right now with where they're at, you know, heading into the playoffs.
There are storylines with
face, but a big one if it was Houston would obviously be your former team. Any thoughts on possibly facing them?
Well, yeah, I mean, well, first off, I've been studying all of them. You know, three great football teams, the ones that we could face. You know, like I said, we're just going to really stay focused on ourselves. But I'm really a fan this weekend, like everybody else, looking forward to watching some great football, some great defenses going at it. You know, obviously Pittsburgh's had one top offenses in football. So, you know, it'll be a great weekend in the NFL, and then we'll know where we're at Sunday, and we'll know we have a big challenge too.
You'll be able to watch as a fan?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to watching after we get through at practice tomorrow. You know, I don't know. I would say no right now. I know the first thought was that he would do something on Saturday morning, but I haven't talked to Greek yet, so he did not practice today. Okay, you have a great day. Okay.